Hof Gimel Adar Rishon, Sunday the 23rd of February. Rabbi Yochanan Wozner, get it or got it. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored anonymously.
There's a medrash in yesterday's parsha. The Amalo Yisrael Ruach Elokim B'Chochma. Say Chazal, that Shekava Hoisav Eir Chochma, that B'Tzalel had already pre-existing Chochma. L'lamedcha. She'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu memale chachma ela lemi she'yesh bo kvar. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not give chachma only to somebody who already has the chachma beforehand. So the Medrash Tanchuma brings as follows: Matroina achas shalos Rabbi Yosi b'chalafta. Certain noble woman once asked Rabbi Yosi b'chalafta, "Ma'u shekosav?" It's a pasuk in Daniel. Yohev chachma so lechakimin. The Eibishter gives chachma to wise men. What do you have to give a wise man chachma? He already has chachma. To a tipish, to a fool, you have to give him chachma. Amallah, so he said to her, Biti, im yivoyu etzleich shlayim. If two people come to you, echad ani v'echad ashi. Fein tzrichin lil v'smimech mamayin. Someone comes into a gemach, a rich man, a poor man. The rich man wants, he needs a bridge loan, he's making a chasna, but he has some money coming in from a property deal. Just needs for a short time a loan, and there's a poor man who comes in, he has to pay the mortgage, so he's behind 2 or 3 months. Who would you feel more confident to give the money to? So she said, why would you give the asher? Because if it's be short, because I know from the rich man I'll get it back. But the nani is borrowing the money, but who said he's going to be able to come up to pay back? If he doesn't, he's going to lose the money, where is he going to pay it back from? Listen to what you just said. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give chachma to Tipshin, ha-yayish v'mibati kisayis, v'mavayis v'mitunafayis, v'mabati mechatsayis, v'ein misaskim ba. If the Eibishter would give chachma to Tipshin, what would they do with it? They would fritter away their time, they would spend their time in the bati mechatsayis, in the pubs and the bars. Elanos na HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chachomim, she-yayish v'mishiva zikein, v'mabati knesiyis, v'mabati mitayish v'mitayish ba. Beautiful medrash. Except l'chay, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense, because when you're talking about lending money, I understand. Somebody comes into a gemach, and you a rich man, a poor man, I need the money back, so I expect to get, I would be more confident to give it to a rich man, not to the poor man. But here we're talking about giving away money. Tenche Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, it gets an emergency call. From a rich man, he's short of some money he needs. He's got a chasna, he's making a Sheva brachas, and he's short some money before Shabbos. Or a poor man, he needs for his table for Shabbos. Hanishla breaks the essen. Giving away, so l'chay you give to the poor man, not to the rich man. So why does it say, if the Eibush is give Yoav Chachman l'chachmisa to the Yoav Chachmasa l'chakimin, the Eibush is giving Chachman to Chachamim, should give it back to the Tipshim, they need it more. The Teres Rabbi says, Zeya Poshet. The Eibishter doesn't give anything away. The Eibishter is giving nothing away. Everything that the Rabbi Yishon gives, whether it's our homes, our families, our wealth, our talents, and the breath that we have in our nostrils, everything that the Rabbi Yishon gives us, he needs back. He needs it back. It's an investment. We're all investment portfolio managers. It's on an escrow account. And he has to see profits. He has to see a revach from what he's giving us. And everything that the Rebbein Shem gives us has to be returned to the Rebbein Shem. There has to be a profit. And Mamela, the Eibishter, is much more happier to give the Chachma to a Chacham who's going to not to waste his time, to use it properly. I heard a beautiful story, Rosh Hashiva of Arsamech in Yerushalayim, Rav Nata Shila, once heard about a very wealthy lady from South Africa who was spending Pesach in the King David Hotel. And he decided to go and visit her. He went with his wife, Uchalamayit, spent an hour discussing politics, apartheid, Israel, every subject under the world. Of course, he didn't touch the subject of money. And the second time she really enjoyed it. It was a brilliant conversation. Second day he went again and discussed Alaminizachim. The third day in the Lashon of South Africa is called You Go for the Kill. He came in and he said, he did this was 35 years ago, he asked for $50,000 for Ursamech. And she looked at him in the eyes and said, you're a schnurrer just like the rest of them. I thought you were a philosopher. Get out of here. She threw him out. Okay. Picked himself up. He left. Right after Yontif, he picked up a little postcard. And he wrote her address. On the other side, he wrote the word schnurrer, dictionized. You know, schnurrer. And underneath it, he wrote, somebody who takes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and doesn't pay back. Ich bin der Schnarrer. I'm the Schnarrer. Who's the Schnarrer over here? You're taking and taking and taking. The Ebbets gives you wealth, and you're keeping it all for yourself. You're not giving back to the Baruch Shalom. I'm the Schnarrer. Who's the real Schnarrer? But it's not just in money. It's in everything and every talent that we have, whether it's Gvura, whether it's Seicha, whether it's Chokhmah, whether it's Zekarim. It has to be channeled in the right direction. As the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Kavod es Hashem Mahinecha. And Chazal Dash and Rashi brings the Chazal. We call Mashachinanacha everything that the Eibishter gave you, a talent, Eibishter Koichas that a person has to be challenged, has to be used and harnessed in the right direction to return it to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And Rashi brings there in the brackets the famous Chazal, Kabbalah Hashem Ahinecha, Al Tikam Ahinecha, Elamigroinecha. The Gabbai comes on Erev Shabbos, you get benched with a good voice. Don't give him a hard time. That's what the Eibishter gave you that talent for. To give it back to the Rabbeinu Shalom, to be mechaber the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Talmud from the Chassam Sofer with a beautiful Sofer, Likutei Chovei Ben Chaim, and he writes there that the derech is, you go over to a Talmud Chacham, you say, I have to speak somewhere. Do you have a good story for me, a good maisa? And he gives you, now he may give you his second best, his third best, he's not going to give you his best chayra, because the best chayra he needs is the guest speaker at the dinner coming up this Sunday. He can't give you the best chayra. Give me a nice dvar Torah, but for you, he has to keep the best for himself. He says, if a person was zeicher, the Eibishter gave him chokhmah, and he learned a lot of Torah. Al tachzik teva lasmacha. Don't keep the best for yourself. Ki lekach netzata. That's what you were created for. The Eibishter gave you chokhmah. The Eibishter gave you that talent. If you have a good dvar Torah, so share it with somebody. Give it back to somebody. Ki lekach netzata. Amemis haloshen Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, in Shara Shagimel, he says, Uma tikvas hanivra, im lo yosim omol nafshoi v'ika isokei bedvarim, shenivra bavurim. The answer tachlis, ki lakach netzarta. A person was created to use those talents that were given to him. They usually gave a person, gave him talents. What did he give him the talents for? He gave him those talents to be able to use it for kveid Hashem, for the kveid of Klal Yisrael, to share, to give, to give it out to other people. In yesterday's Pasha, in the Pasuk, it says, V'yom Moshe b'nei Yisrael, Ru'u, Kara Hashem b'shem b'tzalel, ben Uri, ben Chur, l'mat Yehuda, v'yamalei Siru Chalakim, b'chachma, b'swina, v'das, b'chal malacha. Sirah Moshe Feinstein, in Sefer Darash Moshe, he asks, what's pshat, the Ru'u? Well, where do you see Ru'u? How are you supposed to see it? How do you see such a thing? So he says like this, beautiful Lash of Venera, he says, Yishum Shashem Yisbarach Shanasin La'adam Ezekayach Tzarech Leida Shanitin Loi Rak Kedei Shiyas B'kayach Zeh Ratzin Hashem Yisbarach. If the Eibishter gave talents to a person, it has to be used for the Ratzin of Hashem Yisbarach. L'tzarech Yisrael U'l'tzarech Kvei Shamayim. And he says, "Lemele, if a person doesn't use it, v'yitvu mimenu cheshbon al mashla yasa v'kaychay shenitin loy." Umemele, he says, if the Eibishter gave, and you see a person like Bezalel, and he has chokma and tvuna and das and kol malachah v'lakshin mashavas lasa b'zava kesav cheshes, you see, he has incredible talents. Why were they giving it to him? For what purpose? Obviously, it's obvious they were given to use it for Tzorach, to build the Mishkan. That's what it was there for. Ru'u, you see it in front of your eyes. Rabbi Yeruchim beautifully explains in Parshas Baal Oysecha, where you find with Moshe Rabbeinu also a similar Zach. Hanoichi Arises Kala'am, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, it's impossible, the load of carrying Klai Yisrael, Imanoichi L'detiyu, So Moshe Rabbeinu is saying is that you told me that I should be able to carry Klai Yisrael. It's too much for me. So Rashi brings it already from the Sifri. Where did they tell him? Right? So Kisoy Me'alai. Where do you find that there was a dibur that the Eibush told him that he has an achrayus Se'eibu Chekecha? And Yibruchim says the same word that Ramesha says. Beautiful, he says. That if Moshe Rabbeinu was the Ramesha Rabbeinu, if Moshe Rabbeinu was with all the talents that Moshe Rabbeinu had, what did he have it for? Obviously, it's so obvious that the Eibush is speaking to him. That's a dibur, that's a maimah, says Rabbi Yibruchim. If a person grants, is given these talents, is given keiches, it's a message, it's the dibur of the Eibishter. You have been chosen, you've been given these talents to share it. And Mamelis, it's Pasha, that's what it was given to you, that you have the Akrayas. If you have the Akrayas, it's obviously that you were chosen. You were asked by the Rebbein Shalom personally. This is the Rebbein Shalom's personal message to you. It's something in the Ru'u. You see in front of your eyes, this is a maimah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you have an Akrayas to use it and take it and return it to the Rebbein Shalom. Chayvus Alvavas, Shara Vayis Elakim, Perik Vav, he brings down that there's four types of people. The standard general category of people, B'nai Sugi, B'nai Adam, of regular people, and there includes Goyim in the world, which they have an Achrayas. Their Achrayas is a minimal Achrayas of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach. Then you have a different sukh called Klal Yisrael, says the Chayvus Alvavas, who have a great Achrayas. They have 613 mitzvahs. Within Klal Yisrael, there's an even higher sukh than Shevet Levi, which includes the Kayanim, and they've been chosen with an even greater Achrayas, all the mitzvahs of Kuhuna. And there's a fourth and higher Achrayas of each individual, and every individual that the Rebbein Shalom picks, hand-picked people, that everybody has something that the Eibishter gave them with a special message, with a special talent, with an achrayas to use it. L'chveid Hashem l'chveid Klal Yisrael. Rav Hutna, Zecheinu Levracha, used to say very beautifully on the pasuk, "V'yahavti as Hashem alekecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha u'v'chol ma'idecha." Ma'idecha is a lashon ma'id. Every person, in fact, we don't find ma'idecha in the second parsha. The second parsha we call levavchem, we call nafshechem, but there's no v'chol ma'idchem, because the second parsha is speaking in general, lashon rabim, and the first parsha is speaking to individuals. Every yid has a little bit of ma'id, a little bit more. It's been given a little bit more than anybody else, for a reason, to go and use that little bit ma'id that each person has been given, and give it back to the Rebbein Shalom, and share it. That's b'chol ma'idecha, that little bit of ma'id that you have. And the Yalkut Eliezer explains beautifully a pasuk in Tehillim. He explains the pasuk that David HaMelech says, "Rachash libi davar tov." My heart is stirred when I realize that the Eibishter gave me a talent. Every person has talents, a davar tov. Oymani maisai lamelech. Whatever I have, all my deeds have to be to return that davar tov and to give it back to the Rebbein Shalom. Whether it's l'shoni, whether it's an ability to speak, you have a koyach to speak. Eight sefer maher, or a person has an ability to write. People have a tremendous talent that they're able to write. Or pashat yof yofisa mibnei adam, you're more beautiful, you're more handsome. There's a reason for that. Chutzik chaim b'sveisecha, you know how to make grammar. You know you're a poet. You know how to sing beautifully. These are all talents. Al kein berachachol akein. Why did the Eibishter give you these brachas? It's la'olam. It's to share it with the olam, to share it with an under a yid. And Moshe Lev Sasser, we used to say in the morning, we say the brachas, most of the brachas are generic forms. Epikeach Ivrim, in Malbush Arumim, Matyasurim, in Zekif Kefufim, they're all Belashan Rabim in general. And then we get to a bracha of Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki. Why don't we say Sha'asa Lanu Kol Tzarkeinu? Why don't we make a bracha that you gave us all our needs? And Moshe Lev Sasser, looked so beautifully, he said, nay. If we say Sha'asa Lanu Kol Tzarkeinu, it would mean that everybody has what he needs. He gave us everything that we need. No. Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarkeinu. They actually gave me what I need. But there's other Yidden who don't have what they need. And I was given what I need so I can share what I have, my ma'id that I have more than others, that I should be able to share with a Nacha Yid. That is what Shas the Likol Sakin. I'm the fortunate one. The Gemara in Bava Basra, Kufla Madala from his base. But the Gemara said, if a father left the money to one son, even though he wrote in the Savar, I'm giving it to one son, the halacha is he has to share it with all the other sons. It doesn't make sense that a father would give his money away just to one son. Elamai, he made him an apitropos, he made him a guardian that he should share that money with other people. So the Talmud Yaakov Yosef said, when the Eibishter Alein, if he made one person wealthy, if he gave one person talents and he gave someone else that is missing something, obviously he made him that he should be an apitropos, he's an escrow agent. He's a guardian that he should share that ma'id that he has, that davar tov that he has, that he should share it with Nachayid. Rab Shmuel Berman, the Shiva in Mir, says beautifully, he says, why are the Avnei Miluim, the filling stones? Have you ever stopped to think? You call it filling stones? Why were they called filling stones? They were gems. And they're called filling stones because they fill the container, the clasp that, imagine a chosen going to the kala. It's the big moment. He's giving the engagement ring. Here, this is a filling stone because, you know, the setting that you have on the ring, this is going to fill the setting. So, ikah chosen to save it. It's a gem. It's a diamond. You're calling it a filling stone? So he says, true. Gems have tremendous value. Beautiful. But the real beauty of a yid, the real shenkite, the gem, the diamond of a yid, is when you can go and be mamala someone else's chesaron. There's a yid sitting there with his hands outstretched because he's missing something that you have. You were given a talent, you were given wealth, you were given chachma, you were given a zakaron, and you were given something a little bit ma'id. The Eibusha gave you kol tzarki, but the other yid is missing something, and you can be mamala that chesaron. That's the greatest and most beautiful stein, that's the greatest gem by Klai Yisrael, the Avnei Meluim. One yid can help another yid. And a person has a koyach hadibur. There's thousands of people out there with Sameim L'Dvar Hashem. There's a person has a koyach of ksiva. He can write. Rapam Zecheni L'Vracha. Once he was a kohen, so he didn't like go to hospitals to visit. But someone asked him, someone who's in hospitals. He said, you know what, I'll write him a letter. So he wrote him a letter. This yid, as chazoi gefreit, that he got a letter from Rapam. Every single person came to the room. You see, I got a letter from Rapam, I got a letter from Rapam. When Rapam Tzadik Levracha heard about this, he burst out crying. He says, with kayach that I had, with a few lines, I was able to mechaya yid. As mechaya yid, so the Eibishter gave me this talent that I can be mechaya yid with a few lines. You know what a gevaldik achrayas that is? You know what a mshunadik achrayas is? Am I using it properly? A person has a talent to write. A person has a talent to sing. I know personally a yid that went to Ramat Yisrael Solomon. And he asked Rav Matisyahu that he said, no, maybe he should speak. The next time he speaks in public, he'd go to a kiddush and these fancy cakes there that are made over there. Like, maybe cut it out, the Narish Kaitan with all these fruit decorations and hours that are spent in it. And Rav Matisyahu looked at him and said, I don't understand you. The Eibishter gave this lady a talent in fruit decorating. He gave her a kayach that she has in the kitchen, that she has this incredible talent that she can make beautiful cakes. Isn't that obviously a message from the Rebbeinu Shlom telling her that she should use this talent and be mehana another person's simcha with it? Could there be a greater beauty in Kvayt Hashem? Okay, we're not talking to make a rat race out of it and to outdo another person. That's Asveta Shmuz. But the Eibishter gave a talent to this woman. I think it was the Rebbe Sinner of Simcha Zissel. She was very into food decorating, and she said, listen, my husband was given a talent to be mechadish in the Beis HaMedrash. My kitchen, this is my base of marriage. And ich darf mechadish sein in my base of marriage. And I have to make chidushim and help other yidden with them for my base of marriage. This is the kitchen. These are talents that are given by the Rebbein Shalom. Rebbe Meisel was a yid in New York, an accountant, that was being audited by the, America's called the IRS, or the Internal Revenue over here. The accountant himself was in serious trouble. He had done something improper. He was facing serious charges, and he was at wit's end. And he was looking around for a top accountant that could help him. And somebody told him, a Zayid, Mr. Grossman, told him, no, I can take you, the Kapishan Sir Rebbe. He's going to be able to help you. He said, I don't need no Rebbe, I need an accountant now. He said, no, he has connections with a very big accountant. He said, who's this very big accountant? He said, it's the Rebbein Shalom. He has good connections. Okay, reluctantly he agreed to go into the Kapishan Sereba. came out of the kibbutz as a rebbe, he's smiling, he feels like a different person. What did he tell you? Kibbutz as a rebbe sat him down like this. He said, you know, Avraham Avinu, lech lecha mi'azra. What's going on over here? He set up the most incredible Hachnasas Archim organization in the world. Puts every one of our organizations, the Tevcha Shabbos, the Bikachet, puts them to shame. Avraham Avinu had a factory of chesed. And finally, it's working beautifully. Then it's just a closed shop. Close the Gan Sazach. Lech lecha mi'atzecha. Go. Start traveling. Close the whole thing down. Was willst du von mir, Rabbi Yisrael? What do you want from me? So Kibbutz said, I tell you what. Kadosh Baruch is telling Avraham Avinu like this. You have the following opportunity. You do chesed. But you know, with all the chesed you do you really feel the pain of the person that's coming into you? Do you really feel what he's going through? You know what? Maybe experience it yourself. You go lech lecha me'atzecha, and you'll be a guest by somebody else's house, and you'll feel what it's like for a person coming in and has to beg for a night, for a place to sleep, and has to ask for some food. And when you come back and you continue your chesed organization, you will be a better and a greater Baal Chesed, because you will have experienced the pain of the people coming through that door. You never had that till now. So this Kapishas Rebbe said, you're an accountant? The business is an accountant. That's your panasa. You could have been a sandwich maker as well. Eibishter could have given the same panasa. Your panasa doesn't come from being an accountant. The Eibishter made you an accountant to help other Yidden who are going through financial crisis. And many of these people who come to you are being audited by the Internal Revenue. Do you know the pain they're going through? Do you know what they're suffering? Do you know what their sleepless nights it means to get an audit in the mail? Yeah, you're an accountant. It's a business. But you don't feel their pain. So the Eibishter is giving you the experience. It's giving you the experience that you should feel. That you have been given this talent to help other people. Because tu hast de cheshbon. You have the chachma. You were given this chachma of being an accountant. And the Eibishter wants you to return it to him. He wants that back. And the Eibishter is giving you this order that you should feel their pain. If you're makabel, that you're going to take this pain that you feel now of yourself, and you'll share it, and you'll feel someone else's pain, I promise you, there's gachal from there. Amazing, beautiful words. So the Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer says in Parashas Mishpatim, Ki yitein ish el re'eyu, kesef oikelim lishmer. The Eibishter gives a person kesef, money. Lishmer, what's meant lishmer? There was a family, you know, after the father passed away, they opened up the safe deposit box, and they opened it up, and they found a pair of galoshes with an umbrella, because the father had been putting away for a rainy day, you know. You understand? That just made lishmer. Lishmer means to put away for a rainy day. That's what it means, lishmer. To save, to spend the money on a fancy day. In Muncie, there's a man driving around with a gold-colored Lexus with the license plates. The license plate, 4U2NVME. Right? This is it. 4U2NVME. That's what the Eibishter gave a person money for. To squander, to fritter away. Lishmer! What does Lishmer mean? To invest that money in such a way that every penny of that money goes back to the Rabbi Yishalayim. The Eibishter granted a person the talent of Chachma of Zikarim. So he has to waste his account to memorize every single football score of the Premier League and who won this, the FA Cup final in 1962, who scored in the 43rd minute and who came on as a substitute and then I can't, all the mama, she knows every single sports detail, the Guinness Book of Records, the Yoshua Hoff, that's what the Eibishter gave a person his account for. A person who gave a person a sense of humor, gave him a koyach of a sense of humor. So you can be mechazik people to umlolim and yisoyimim halmanis can get to hashavah brach the game is sameach zayin and he fritters away this humor sharing of a crude joke in the office over there. He had a yid Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky, zechatzad gevracha, an unbelievable goyin, a goyin that he had a sense of humor and he was able to use it to be mechazik thousands and thousands of yidden. And I had a beautiful vat that Ramesh Shapiro said that it's called ikvus de mashicha. Ekev of the Mashiach. Why is it called Ekev of the Mashiach? The Ekev. The Ekev is the thickest part of the body. If you speak to a doctor, they'll tell you it's the least nerve endings in the Ekev, is in the heel of any part of the body. Before Mashiach comes, we're all going to be very thick-skinned. Very difficult to penetrate. Someone's going to speak and say Divri Musar, Divri Kibushin. It's going to be very hard to arouse and stir the hearts of Klai Yisrael. But there's one thing that the heel is very sensitive to. That's a tickle. a little tickle, a little sense of humor. Before Mashiach comes, the Ibsen made that the Ibsen, your person, with a little bit of humor, with a little bit of simchi, you're going to be able to penetrate that thick skin. And that was the curve that Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky had. So what is it? You know, I once heard somebody went shopping with his wife, and she saw in the window of this jewelry store a $14,000 beautiful necklace. She turns to her husband and says, maybe you can buy it for me for our upcoming anniversary. And in his fanciest English, he turns to her and he says, it's incumbent upon me to elucidate against the exigencies of a recondite nature that mitigate against the acquisition of such an exorbitant artifact. And she looks at him and she says, I don't get it. And he says, that's right. Rabbi Say, we look around and we see that there's thousands of people that have been given gifts from the Rabbi Shalom and they don't get it. They don't get it that that's what they've been given, has been given to them to give back to the Rabbi Shalom. So why is it? Why is it that they don't chap? And the answer is, I want to tell you in a line, in one word in Pirkei Avos. It says, Rabbi Eliezer ish bar Tosai matan loy mishaloi sh'ata v'shalach shaloi. Everything that you have comes from the Rabbi Shalom, and ten loy mishaloi, give it back to the Rabbi Shalom. V'chein b'David hu oimer, ki mimcha ha-koil u'miyadcha. Listen to that word, u'miyadcha v'sanelach. U'miyadcha means, says Reb Chaim Volozhin, u'miyadcha means that David HaMelech, as multifaceted and multi-talented, he was the king, he was the shofet, he was the goyen and gadol hador, with the charisma, with the leadership, with the courage, with every single talent that he had, and yet he realized that everything he has comes from Rabbi Shalom. You know why? Because ki miyadcha, when the Eibush is giving it in his hand, it's as if it just came. Let me explain with a beautiful story. The Klozer Meger Rebbe, Zechatzal Ivracha, once approached Rabbi Moshe Reichman for an astronomical sum, for a huge amount of money, for a gift for something, for one of his meisters. And Rabbi Moshe Reichman told me, said, listen, I have a business deal in Portugal this coming Tuesday, and Yes Hashem, when the deal goes through, we'll talk. Tuesday evening, Rav Moshe Reichman is in his hotel in Lisbon, in Portugal. He gets a call up from the front desk, there's a rabbi here to see you. Rav Moshe Reichman comes down to Lisbon, Portugal, in the lobby there, the Klozer Meger Rebbe, Bechvoido V'Atzmin and his Gabbe are sitting there. Rebbe, what are you doing here? He says, we spoke, Tuesday is a deal in Lisbon, Portugal, and I'm here to discuss it with you. He said, Rebbe, you could have waited till I get back to Toronto, we could discuss it. He said, nein, die Versteiß nicht, dass ich gesagt. Hart ist es Rewech, morgen ist es schon Kehren. You hear the difference? Today, says the Klozer Meger Rebbe, it's still Rewech. It's still Miyadcha. Tomorrow, it's already Koichen Ve'oitzim Yaddi. Tomorrow it is part of my portfolio, it becomes part of mine, it's already mine. And when something is already yours, it's very hard to give away. David HaMelech lived his whole life, says the Nefesh Chaim, Miyadcha, that it came from the Baruch Hashem, I just got it today, it was just given to me as a gift right now, into my hands. So, what was it given to me for? If it was just given to me right now, if it's given to me right now, then I get it. That's why he got it. Because he didn't get it. The people who live their whole life with, I got it already, so once you got it, it's yours. It's very hard to share. But if you get it, I just get it right now, the Eibush is Miyadcha, the Eibush is giving it to me, then I know I can share it. I know why it was given to me. It was given to me clearly with instructions. I have to be 10 loy mishaloy, give it back. This is what's further from our mess. This is what's being asked from us, that we have to share it. So, Mishunadik HaChrayas. You know, imagine a Rebbe comes into class and he gives candies to the children. One child gives four candies and the other child gives two, and then he gives the other one nine candies, gives them three candies. This one who got nine is so excited, so happy, and the kid who only got two is so disappointed. And then the Rebbe says, after he's finished, he says, okay, each boy, for every candy I give you, has a half an hour homework. The kid who got nine candies suddenly has 4.5 hours of homework. kid has got two, he's coming, I'm a chaya, I only got two. Comes with an achaya. So the Ebishti gives a person an extra candy, there's pshat that is an achaya. It's a gewaldi achaya. It's a chavetz chaim that's getzitzit. They say that he once made a hatovas chaloim. He made a hatovas chaloim. And his talmidim pressed him, why are you making a hatovas chaloim? He said he had a terrible dream. What was the dream? He had a dream that he became an oisha. Yeah, it was a nightmare. And he asked him, what was his Rebbe? And then if you became an Oishah, what would be so terrible? He says, nice. I have enough difficulties with the Eibishter, what the Eibishter gave me, the talents that the Eibishter gave me, that I have to share it properly. I don't know if I'm going to be a chilas that I'll be able to be Mekayim, that in the same, to be able to be the Balachroi of Oishah. I don't know if I'm ready to handle it. Rabbeisai, I heard in Maisa that if there was any ever a person that used his talents properly, many of you here, I'm sure, are Talmidim of Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel, Zeche Tzadik Levracha. I heard a Maisa. You know, he used to have a minig he would learn with any Talmud that came over to him. Talmud would ask him for Chavrus, he would learn with him. There was a younger man that asked Rav Nosson Zvi, if he can learn with him, he made up with him 9:10 every morning, he'll learn with him. And it never worked out. It never worked out. Every single day there was another. Yeah, people speak to him after Shachas. It's not going. And Rav Nosson Zvi felt very bad about it. Finally, he told me, "You know what? I'll give you a slot. Shabbos afternoon, after the Suda, I'll learn with you an hour and a half every Shabbos. Fine." And the man comes over. You know, you got to remember something. We know that after the Suda Shabbos, it's called Chayv Mita. You know, Chayv. You know, and bleary-eyed, he picks himself up after challenge, he goes to Rav Nosson Zvi, and after 2 minutes he's falling asleep there. Rav Nosson Zvi zits and land up, and then he came the next week again, he pushed himself. After 2 weeks the younger man came to Rav Nosson Zvi, he can't do it, he just it's too much for me. Shabbos afternoon, I need my sleep. And he said, Rebbe, I don't understand, you don't need me to sleep? I mean, I'm a younger man, I have two children at home, and I'm falling asleep, my nose is, I'm pointing with my nose in the Gemara, and you have Gans Kleisel on your shoulders, and you don't need to sleep? He says, you think I don't need to sleep? I need to sleep. He said, but I know that I was given a neshama yisera that came to me Friday night. And tonight, that neshama yisera is going to go back to the Rebbein Shalom. And the Rebbein Shalom is going to ask, Finkel, what did you do with that neshama yisera I gave you? What's the stigaton with that neshama yisera? And I'm going to have to answer the Rebbein Shalom tonight. I'm going to have to ask the Rebbein Shalom what I did with that Nesham Yisera. I can't afford to sleep Shabbos afternoon. Every night, every single night, our Neshamas, the Shlach HaKadosh brings a message that every single night our Neshamas come back and they're going to ask us, Vos Sastu Gatan, what did you do with those talents? What did you do with those Koichas that I gave you? Did you use them for the honor of the Rebbein Shalom? I gave it you today. It's not yours. It's not you got it. You got to get it. It has to be that you got it today and you realize you used it for the Rebbein Shalom. And we have to give, as even Rebbein Shalom finds and ends off, he says in Kishiroim, Harbe Bnei Adam, Shenitin Lam Chachmu Gvura Uksofim Ve'ein Oysim Ritzoyin Hashem Yisbarach Kumishum Shabachira Be'yodoy Ubachu Bera Ve'yitvu Mehem Cheshman Alaksofim Shenitin Lam Ma'osu Behen Ve'chein Achocha Ma'osu Bechachmosoy Im Lamed Ve'limit. It's like a Valdi Yechrayis. You have a miftir rabbanim in Bei Rabami. When they left the yeshiva of Rabami, he would give them a bracha. Ilamcha tira bechayecha. You should be zeicha to see your ilam bechayecha. What does that mean? You should be zeicha to see your life in your life. Ilamcha means that tachlis that you had, the koichas that you were given, those talents that you were given, that you should use it out properly. That you should be able to say, in your life, I fulfilled my tachlis. I used the koichas that were given to me, the gifts, the matanas that Rebbein Shem gave me. I used them properly. We should use the ma'id. Every person with the ma'id that he has, the toiva that Rebbein Shem gave him is ru'u. You got to see it. You got to open your eyes. The Rebbein Shem is speaking to every single person to use those koichas, to give them back. Shetak alam zeicha to use our koichas. Alam chatira v'chayecha. Shvizeicha takta tibias mashiach zekeinu behavior meinu. Amen.